Domestic violence experts fear that delays in treatment programs could put women and children at risk. The programs have helped to reduce re-offending, but wait lists for domestic and family violence offenders can exceed 12 months in some parts of Australia. Anna Vianich reports, and a note that some of the names of people in this report have been changed to protect their privacy.
It's been horrendous for my kids. They've been through, I can only imagine what I went through, but it'd be probably 10 times worse for my kids.
John lived on the outskirts of Brisbane with his partner Sarah and their two children. He says he abused his partner for a long time, dating back to 2014. He was charged with breaching the domestic violence order against him and was jailed for the offence. When he was released from prison, John wanted to change his violent behaviour so he could see his estranged children again. His probation officer suggested he complete a men's behaviour change program. John says he was nervous to begin with.
At the start, I was a bit nervous when I first came. I didn't know what to expect, but being in the group environment, everyone sort of had the same sort of problems.
He says the program put his life back on track.
For a long time, 4 or 5 years, the system was against me, I thought, and people were against me. I started getting dissociated with social life and become very introverted and self-absorbed with drug abuse and sort of gave up on life, basically. And coming to this course gave me some sort of hope. And
the behaviour change program ran for 18 weeks and involved group sessions with other men with a history of abusing women. It was held in the local church hall and ran for 2.5 hours a week. John says it challenged his thinking.
My upbringing was always, you know, brought up to be a man and, you know, be tough and, you know, do this, but that's not the case.
Patrick O'Leary is a professor of social work at Griffith University. He's worked in the field of domestic violence and facilitated behaviour change programs. Professor O'Leary says there's no guarantee that men will stop being violent towards women, but he says getting men into treatment programs soon after they offend is critical.
The proximity to the offence and the intervention are really important. So if you have a man who assaults his partner, is charged, goes to court and waits 6+ months to attend a program, that will undermine some of the success of the program.
He says waitlists for behaviour change programs can be more than a year long in some parts of Australia. Amy Young is a researcher who's working with Professor O'Leary. She says getting more perpetrators to complete behaviour change programs could improve success rates.
So say if they go on a wait list, they might change states in that time, and that might be a deliberate act to avoid accountability. So, keeping hold of men in the system is quite a challenge if they don't want to be engaged.
Stacey is the CEO of the Domestic and Family Violence Centre that ran the program John completed. She says underfunding and under-resourcing is a problem for these programs.
Whilst there's some funding allocated to this, to, you know, the men's program area in the sector, the latest state budget handed down only provided $1.2 million on enhancing young people's behaviour across Queensland. So I guess that really is a drop in the ocean compared to, you know, what we're seeing on the ground and what's needed.
She says the state government needs to commit more funding to help tackle the epidemic of domestic violence.
We are hopeful that the impact that our men's program is having will help identify how critical it is to further invest in this space.
John's former partner, Sarah, who survived years of abuse at his hands, says she's seen positive results.
With my personal experience with my ex-partner, I just think this is amazing. There is no more stress. We're able to contact each other about our children. We can get along. And I think without that program, he wouldn't have taken ownership for what he'd done.
That's Sarah, a domestic abuse survivor, ending that report from Anna Vujanic. And in a statement, the Minister for the Prevention of Domestic and Family Violence, Di Farmer, says the Queensland Government is continuing to review demand for the program and is looking at ways of using available funds to better meet demand. If you're in an abusive situation or know someone who is, you can call 1800 RESPECT. If it's an emergency, call 000.